For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 35-year-old man died Friday while in St. Louis County's custody. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says Darren Teason was booked into its jail on January 25th for an active arrest warrant. 2 days later, a corrections officer found Teason unresponsive in a single-person cell, the news release stated. Staff immediately initiated life-saving measures, including CPR and the use of a defibrillator. Teason was then transported to Asparas St. Luke's Hospital for further treatment, but he did not regain consciousness. He was pronounced dead. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is conducting an independent investigation of the in-custody death. Minnesota's Department of Human Services announced Monday that it will recruit more than 160 state government employees to help conduct unannounced site checks of Medicaid providers. The site checks are part of a new effort to combat fraud by revalidating all 5,800 providers of 13 Medicaid services deemed high risk for fraud, waste, and abuse. The Minnesota Reformer reports that staff training will begin in February, with unannounced site visits beginning soon after. The 13 Medicaid high-risk programs include critical services to the disabled and the elderly, and the state abruptly delayed payments to all providers in these programs in December. The state normally revalidates providers every 3 to 5 years. The move comes as Minnesota's fraud issues gain national spotlight. President Donald Trump has used the fraud to attack the state's Somali-American community and as justification for the surge of 3,000 immigration agents in the Twin Cities. Former U.S. prosecutor Joe Thompson previously estimated at least $9 billion paid to high-risk programs since 2018 was fraudulent. To date, the evidence substantiates fraud in the tens of millions for these programs. Republican State Representative Ben Davis is running for re-election. Davis was first elected to represent District 6A in 2022. The district covers most of Crow Wing County and stretches north across Cass County to Grand Rapids. The Mission Township pastor describes himself as a strong advocate for First and Second Amendment rights, as well as the protection of unborn children. He says his 3 years in office have shown a need to drastically cut state spending, address fraud, and shrink the size of the government. The U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame is staying in Eveleth. WDIO reports the museum's board of directors made the decision on January 29th. Last year, they considered moving the museum to St. Paul. Iron Rangers fought to keep the museum where they say it belongs, including a rally in April and a failed legislative amendment that would have required the museum to stay. The new St. Paul Museum would have been part of a redevelopment of Grand Casino Arena. A Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame is still underway in Inver Grove Heights. It is set to open in 2028. Northland high schoolers will be putting on performances in the Twin Cities over the next 2 weeks. Megan Buffington is following all the high school tournament action and has more.
Bagley and Two Harbors qualified for the State One Act Play Festival. They'll perform at St. Catherine University in St. Paul on Friday. And three Northern Minnesota teams will compete in the state dance tournament February 13th and 14th at the Target Center. Brainerd, Crosby Ironton, and Bagley advanced in the high kick category. Brainerd and Crosby Ironton will also compete in the jazz category. Find more information at KAXE.org. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Canada Border Services Agency is seeking feedback from border communities as it determines new telephone reporting sites for crossing the border in remote locations. The sites will be made available for travelers to connect and report to a border services officer before crossing into Canada from remote areas. The Remote Area Border Crossing Program, which allowed travelers with permits to cross the border without physically presenting themselves at a port of entry, will be phased out in mid-September. Proposed sites in Minnesota for telephone reporting locations include the Northwest Angle area and Pigeon River through to and including Lake of the Woods. Indigenous communities, local residents, businesses, and other interested stakeholders are encouraged to submit feedback by February 13th. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.